Breakfast Briefing with NetWatch.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. They have another opinion poll out today. Yesterday they were looking at support for political parties. Today they're looking at the views of people in Ireland on asylum seekers, and the mood is hardening. The public mood on immigration and asylum seekers is hardening as the local and European elections approach. This is according to the latest Irish Times opinion poll. While a clear majority of voters who express a view say immigration in general has been positive for Ireland, voters also favour a more closed asylum policy and greater efforts by the government to deport asylum seekers whose applications have failed. Likelihood to vote for a candidate who voiced concerns about immigration, 38% are more likely, 18% are less likely, and 36% say no difference. The number of people who say they're more likely to vote for a candidate who has voiced concerns about immigration has increased sharply since February, the poll finds. The poll, by the way, carried out earlier this week, where people were asked a series of questions about immigration and asylum issues. Very interesting as we run into the local and European elections. Staying with asylum seekers, the Irish Independent says that hundreds of asylum seekers are set to be accommodated at a site originally earmarked for a super prison. This is the famous Thornton Hall in North County Dublin. It'll be the country's first major migrant camp and will be operational as an asylum seeker campsite within the next 6 weeks. Other sites owned by the HSE and the OPW are also being examined. And we heard yesterday the Taoiseach saying we need to find state land immediately to provide tented accommodation for asylum seekers. There's also a site in South Dublin previously leased by the state to accommodate Ukrainian refugees, which is going to be repurposed for asylum seekers. Also, the front of the Irish Daily Mail has an exclusive that chaos erupted at a centre for asylum seekers after an altercation left a man injured and hospitalised. A fracas between migrants and security staff at the controversial site ensued, and an asylum seeker was hospitalised after he allegedly threw a rock at a security guard. So there's a clash there between residents and security workers at this particular site. On to the Irish Examiner, the photographs of Bruce Springsteen on the front page. It was briefly Christmas. This is bizarre, by the way, in May at Parky Cueve. Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band broke out a rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. What an odd choice to make in May. And he gave his harmonica and guitar pick to young members of the crowd. This is all at the concert in Parky Cueve last night. I'm not sure even Bruce Springsteen fans would love to hear Santa Claus is Coming to Town in the middle of May, but maybe there's big demand for it. Anyway, that's the main picture on the Irish Examiner. One of the main stories is that the body representing local councillors says it has huge concerns for its members' safety amid an increasingly hostile environment ahead of June's local elections. This is the Association of Local Government, and the warning follows threats to councillors, some involving knives, and at least one case of an assault on a councillor and her spouse, which we heard about on News Talk Breakfast here shortly. And Assistant President Councillor Gail Dunn said there are huge concerns for councillor safety ahead of the local and European elections next month. It sounds pretty tense out there if you're on the campaign trail. We haven't had any canvassers at our door, thankfully, yet, but it does sound pretty tense out there. Also, the Irish Daily Mirror is looking at the attack in Slovakia on the Prime Minister, and Gardaí fear a lone wolf attack similar to the assassination attempt in Slovakia, according to Micheál Martin. The guards are worried about this, and the Taoiseach said he has had various threats, including a bullet warning he was under sentence of death. This lone wolf attacker, a man in his 70s, has been arrested after the alleged assassination attempt of the Slovakian Prime Minister. And clearly other governments around Europe are worried about similar style attacks. So I'm sure Gardaí will be ramping up their security for politicians. The Irish Sun found who you're looking for, Adam. This is the news that Adam Clayton appears to have found what he's looking for after his divorce, because the Sun can reveal that the bassist with U2 has grown close to another woman after splitting with his wife of 10 years. And a source said they seem incredibly happy. The Irish Daily Star, it was only a bit of crack. Dubs have made an impromptu shrine to the New York portal and apologised for the bad behaviour that saw it temporarily put to sleep. These are the messers upstairs on Spin Breakfast, Emma, Dave and Aisling, who held a funeral for the portal yesterday, and they laid flowers. You can also check it out on Spin's Instagram page. They laid flowers at the site and they also put up a note, RIP, sorry we mooned you, on the portal, because obviously it shut down because of our bad behaviour and all the people flashing their bums and boobs as well. So the Star has a campaign to save our portal by not mooning or flashing it. This is a mad story. It just continues. It's a story that keeps giving. Inside the Irish Independent, the government has been asked to abandon its plans to fully restore the excise duty charged on petrol and diesel in August. So the AA has a new survey out on fuel prices, and the prices at the pumps remain steady this month, although the gap between petrol and diesel widened slightly. AA's fuel survey shows that the average price of petrol rose 2 cent a litre to 183 and diesel dropped 2 cent a litre to 176. I have an electric car now, so I don't look at petrol prices a lot, but I did clock this morning that in Kildare you're paying 177 for diesel, and then in Dublin it's 173. Apparently, though, the average is 176. And now the Consumers Association says that we should ditch the last increase in excise duty, which is due to happen in August. Now, recently we heard what people are flushing down the toilets in the UK. This morning in the Irish Independent, we hear what we're flushing down the toilets in Ireland. So in England, we had things like school books and remote controls being flushed down the toilet. But in Ireland, a dead cat. Some of these are just amazing how you fit them down the toilet. A dead cat, half a loaf of bread and a rotisserie chicken are among the items people have flushed down the toilet in Ireland. Some slightly more obvious items found include nappies and an entire packet of toilet paper. However, a survey of more than 50 hygiene technicians revealed they also discovered high-denomination banknotes, sandwiches and sex toys all flushed down the toilet. The research was conducted by Initial Hygiene, which provides hygiene for toilets, obviously. Other items that made it on the list of strange things put down the toilet include a rubber duck, a pizza, an empty gin bottle and a handbag. Again, I don't know how they managed to fit it down there, but obviously they have a way of doing it. I assume it's not intentional in some of those cases, although not easy to accidentally flush a rotisserie chicken down the lavatory. Dermot O'Leary has a new show. This is in the Mail, and it's going to be a new series promoting Ireland to millions of viewers. Dermot's Taste of Ireland is a new programme, according to the Irish Daily Mail, that will air on ITV later this year, and it'll be in Kinsale, Cork, Wexford, Dublin and Belfast. 5-part series supported by Tourism Ireland. And of course, Dermot O'Leary, his parents were born in Ireland, I think in Wexford, so he does have huge Irish links as well. By the way, watching a new show on BBC Two, speaking of tourism, called Rob and Ryland's Grand Tour of Italy. It's an excellent show. Saw Venice last night on a repeat, and they're in Florence this Sunday on BBC Two. Worth a watch if you want to have a bit of escapism and do a grand tour of Italy. Staying with TV, The Telegraph tells us that a PG version of Bridgerton was made so that one of its stars could watch it with her Irish Catholic family. Nicola Coughlan, she's the big star of this series of Bridgerton. I've never seen an episode of it, but people love it. And she said she requested a PG version, a diluted version of the period drama, devoid of its sex scenes, so that she could show it to her Irish Catholic family. And this new series is expected to be the show's most successful. The first series was viewed by more than 82 million households. Just incredible. Final story from The Sun. Bit of celebrity news for you. It never really works second time round. They broke up just 3 days before tying the knot after their relationship crumbled. Now, 2 decades on, history may be repeating itself for Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, because apparently it's all over. They've split for a second time and they haven't been seen together for 7 weeks. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing with Netwatch on News Talk.